Good morning. Nice to have you all here. Before I start talking about my research, which is on onion trips, what I would like to show you, to share with you, is this slide for whoever is not familiar where the Lower Columbia Basin is located at. Here you can see on the red circle, what we call Lower Columbia Basin is the site that northeastern Oregon and southeastern Washington, and it's a very rich agricultural area. I'm pretty sure all of you are familiar with the thrips. In this case, we're talking about the onion thrips. Sometimes they are really very difficult to see them, but for sure it's pretty easy to see the damage that you can see on this picture on the right-hand side. I just wanted to show you this excellent picture that I took from one Australian researcher. It's an excellent picture of this onion thrip. And one of the reasons why onion thrips are so appealing for researchers is because of the type of damage that they cause to crops, in this case to the onions. They can feed on flowers, on terminals, on bulbs. I just showed you a picture before about how you can look for the damage. But probably what is the thing that is of most concern right now for the Columbia Basin growers is their ability to transmit viruses. And I'm talking specifically about the Iris yellow spot virus that was reported for the first time in Idaho a few years ago, and since then it has spread throughout the Pacific Northwest and throughout the United States. Probably one of the challenges that we face when we do onion thrip control is that, of course, onion thrips are not the only inhabitants of onion crops. In this case, I'm just showing you a comparison, a taxonomic comparison between onion thrips and the western flower thrips. And you really have to be an expert to be able to identify your target, in this case, the onion thrips. If you can see here on this picture, you have to go into these morphological tiny details. Onion thrips, for example, can be recognized because there are hairs on the lower, but not on the upper margin, while on the western flower thrips, you can see all this set of cilia on the upper and the lower margin. And this is just one of the characteristics we have to look at when we do work on onion thrips, because onion thrips are the only ones that are known to transmit this iris yellow spot virus that I just mentioned before. Going straight to my objectives, we have two main objectives for this part of my work. One was to evaluate the biopesticides that will effectively control onion thrips, and also to evaluate the rotation of these biopesticides combined with conventional pesticides. I won't be presenting data from the 2008 growing season because we just finished this week analyzing our data. Hopefully I will be presenting this pretty soon. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you our preliminary results from 2007. All these field trials were conducted at the Hermiston Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Hermiston. And as I mentioned, I evaluate several products for efficacy of control of onion thrips. We did a very thorough scouting of this pest from the beginning until the end of the season. We planted onions on April, mid-April, and when we began our seeing some thrips by June the 7th. What we did is we collected 5 plants per plot, and those plots were removed on a weekly basis, were bagged, were labeled, were taken to the lab, where we counted the number of thrips for each single plot. We chose a predetermined threshold for onion thrip control to start our applications, which was of 2 to 3 thrips per plant, which was not met until June the 28th. I would have to say that this threshold of 2 to 3 thrips is high, because remember that these are transmitting the viruses 1 and 2, they outbreak from 1 week to another one if the weather conditions are appropriate, and you will see on this graph what I'm telling you about. Here you can see the population dynamic of these thrips on our station 2007. And our first application was made on these dates. But as you can see, even when we started our applications a week later, the numbers just went up on the ceiling very hard, very high. On the y-axis, you see the mean thrips per plant per week. And we follow these applications again from the beginning until the end of the season. All these treatments were applied either with a backpack or a tractor mounted with all these specifications that you can see on the first paragraph of this slide. We divided all our treatments in 2 different series. Series number 1 We gathered together all those treatments that had to be applied before reaching the threshold. And series number two, where we've got all those treatments that had to be applied once we reached the threshold. All this was an experimental design on a randomized complete block, and we analyzed those the data statistically. I won't have the time to talk specifically about each of those different treatments, but on this slide, what I want to show you is a list of some of the biopesticides that we used in 2007. You see the, on the second column, Botanigar, Radiance, Success, Surround, Triology. And on the third column, you have the different rates that are recommended. In 2008, we have included other biopesticides into our program. And I know this chart here is pretty busy, but just to show you all the different series that we had there, we have, again, remember that we're talking about two different series. First series, all those chemicals applied before we reach a threshold, and series number two, once we reach a threshold. In 2008, I'm not presenting the data again, but in 2008, we included also some seed treatments that I can tell you beforehand that they did really well in our trials. All the data was presented as average post-treatment counts and the difference between pre and post-treatment counts and the percentage change of trips. As you saw the previous slide, there's a very complex series of rotations. So the best way for us to analyze how well the products did was either by product or either by rotation. And that's why we're analyzing our data in this year and the coming year. The results of this trial show us, you saw that, remember the population dynamic graphic I showed you before, that the numbers of trips increased steadily throughout the growing season until the end of July. We did our first applications once we found two or three trips per plant per week. But after that, all those numbers decreased in all the plots, including the untreated control, which is something probably we cannot really explain. By the June 28 sampling date, most of the treatment plots had reached the application of those two to three per plant. This slide shows the seasonal average post-treatment counts, and I just would like to draw your attention to the ones that are marked here on red, which are the biopesticides, and this is the average for the whole season. As you can see, those did pretty well in 2007, controlling the onion thrips, and the ones on blue are the conventional ones, which were kind of in the middle, they did okay. We kind of expected more from this carcel, which in our area did okay. The one that was at a lower rate, 1 pound per acre, did better than the one with a higher rate. And I mentioned the carcel specifically because in another onion area in Oregon, which is the Treasure Valley, which is next to Idaho, carcel does extremely well, but our under conditions did okay. And in this graph, what I wanted to show you was the percentage of change between post and pre-trip counts in the 2007 trial. And all what you can see underneath this line are products that did really well, which means that they reduced thrip populations in the plots. But as you can see, there's two products here, Lanate, which is surprisingly didn't do as well as we thought. It's one of the chemicals that growers use the most. And the Success here didn't do really well on controlling our thrips in 2007. Based on percentage change between pre and post application thrip counts, the best control overall was obtained with Surround, Radium, Pencap, and Carcel at 1 pound per acre, followed by Warrior and Triology. And Success and Lanate, as I showed you in that graph before, did not perform really well. I'm an extension person, so I'm always kind of, I have to show this slide disclaimer about the chemicals that we use for our presentations. And quickly, just about our future research, as I mentioned, we did repeat some of this rotation that I presented today. In 2008, we included some other more, and we have more biopesticides that we included in our treatments. And we are analyzing again all these the effectiveness of these products by themselves and with different rotations. And one of the main things that I'm adding to my program for these coming years are trying to correlate to see the relationship between the onion thrips and this Irish yellow spot virus. And this is a work that I'm doing in conjunction with a researcher in Washington State University. And hopefully I can present this information to you in a future meeting. Just some to give you my information if anybody's interested in more details about the project I just talked to you about. And I would like to acknowledge my funding sources, IR4 and Pacific Northwest Vegetable Association and the Ag Research Foundation and some of the chemical companies that supported our work. And I think I have time for some questions. Yes, Harvey.
Sylvia, your counts were of adults as well as immatures, or did you separate those out?
The question is, if the counts were adults and immatures, we put them all together. But remember, we had to check one by one because we were concerned about having onion thrips and western flower thrips. But in our area, more than 95% of the thrips that we found are onion thrips, so that's good for us. Yes?
What's the timing of the sampling before and after the treatments?
The question is, what was the timing of the sampling before and after treatments? We did make the counts right before application, a day before, and depending of the reentry interval, second afterwards. I have time for one question?
Yes.
One more question? Yes?
How can we define biopesticides?
The question is, how do we define biopesticides? Any help here? Biopesticides are pesticides that are safer for us to use. They are friendly. You can use them and combine them with conventional pesticides, or you can use them also with organic setting, which is something that we are looking at now. I'm sorry we don't have more time for questions, but
so
I will
just a clarification, actually. The things you list as biopesticides are regulated by the EPA as biopesticides.
Okay.
So you blame it on EPA.
Thank you so much.